AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. And we start off today with another blow to the viability of electric cars. A little over a year ago, Sergio Marchionne, the CEO of FCA, said the company would lose $10,000 on every Fiat 500 EV that it sold. But at a conference yesterday, Marchionne upped the ante. Now he says they're losing $14,000 on every electric car they sell. So far this year, Fiat sold 1,353 electric 500s, representing a loss of nearly $19 million. And we here at AutoLine are willing to bet that all automakers are losing money on their electric cars. You know, a lot of people have gone broke betting against Elon Musk and Tesla, but now financial investors are starting to hedge their bets. A year ago, institutional investors made up 88% of everyone buying stock in Tesla. Today, that number is down to 62%. Part of that is probably profit-taking, but it's clear that institutional investors are starting to back away. Merrill Lynch thinks the stock is going to drop to $75. Some months ago, it hit a high of $265 a share. Today, it's trading at under $200. But before you go out and short Tesla stock, remember, up to now, the bears have been slaughtered. Even so, I think it's very telling that institutional investors are reducing their holdings in the company. Wards is forecasting that automotive production will grow in the second half of the year in North America. Even so, several automakers, including Ford, Honda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, are cutting production right now to trim inventories, or in the case of VW, due to a big drop in sales. Wards is forecasting that North American production will hit 16.7 million vehicles this year, up nearly 4% over last year. You know, the UAW cannot seem to organize car transplants in the South. But when it comes to big trucks, it's a different story. UAW workers at Daimler's truck plants in North Carolina just ratified a four-year contract. It includes a $7,000 ratification bonus, 3% wage increases in the first and third years, and a 3% lump sum bonus in the second and fourth years. Other gains include more money for the night shift and an attendance bonus program. We think this could be a precursor for the union's negotiations with the Detroit automakers next year. Toyota is making semiconductor chips from carbide to improve its hybrids. The chips have one-tenth the power loss of other chips and reduce the size of the current power control units by 80%. Toyota has already achieved a 5% gain in fuel efficiency just with these chips, but it hopes that testing will get that to as high as 10%. Toyota hopes to have them in production by 2020. We got our first peek at the new 2015 Lincoln Navigator back in January, and now we know what it costs. The refreshed model gets a starting price of about $62,500 and goes up to about $75,000, including destination charges. But that's a choking $5,300 increase over the current model. And that's surprising, considering that other than a new grille and powertrain, not much is new on this SUV. You know, Lincoln doesn't sell many Navigators, only about 2,200 of them so far this year. And we figure that Ford figures customers are going to buy these things anyway, so why not raise the price? By the way, the new pricing puts it awfully close to the new GMC Yukon Denali. The NFL football season is still months away, but here's the perfect gift for any fan who loves to tailgate. As you can see from the picture, you can set up a couple of hammock-style chairs using the trailer hitch. The chairs hang from a frame which can be attached to any 2-inch trailer hitch and can hold up to 250 pounds each. Called the Tailgaters Hammocks, you can order them from Hammacher Schlemmer for only $350. Hey, a programming note here. With the Memorial Day holiday here in the United States creating a long weekend, Autoline Daily will be off tomorrow and Monday. We'll be back Tuesday, May 27th. Coming up next, do car designers hate that customers overwhelmingly choose the blandest colors for their cars? We'll have that next.
Proven on the track and on roads around the world, BorgWarner turbochargers improve fuel economy and reduce emissions without sacrificing performance. BorgWarner, official turbocharger supplier to the Izod IndyCar Series.
On Autoline this week, the topic is all about car colors. I invited designers from Ford, Nissan, and General Motors to join me for that show. And in the following clip, I asked them if it bothers them that most consumers choose very basic colors for their cars.
Yeah, it does drive us crazy, that's for sure. We try to avoid that as much as possible, so we have several tricks for that. First, you cannot go, you know, people vote with their dollars. So whatever they want or whatever is on the dealer lot is available. They're going to get that. But there are a couple of things that can help with that. Launch colors, you know, advertising one color when a car is coming is very important. And people get used to an unusual color just by looking at it again and again. And finally, it makes sense to them, whereas before, if you had said, well, we're going to have an orange on my car, it's like, no, impossible. So I think that's one thing, but you're right. You're right. It's very difficult.
I disagree.
Good.
And here's why. I think we've seen the volume of colors being black, white, silver, gray, you know, maybe even a core red. As a designer, I think it's our challenge to come up with the best black, the best white, the best silver. Because you're going to have these core colors, and if you can improve upon those with the latest technology and the pigments or what goes into the effect of the exterior color, it's a great opportunity to keep pushing the envelope to get something that's very intentional. And you're always going to have the opportunity to do trend colors or cornerstone colors, which are the other colors, the impact colors or the kind of fashion color, so to speak.
Joining me for that show are Sharon Gauci from GM, Susan Lampinen from Ford, and Francois Ferrion from Nissan. And as an early treat, we can watch that entire show right now on our website, Autoline.tv. That's because, as I mentioned before, we're not going to be here Friday or Monday due to the Memorial Day weekend. But we do have one more show before the shutdown. Make sure you join me and Gary Vasilash tonight for Autoline After Hours. We'll be joined by Corey Wells, the director of the documentary, 32 hours, 7 minutes, all about the Cannonball Baker Run. So tune in tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for some of the best insider discussion in the industry. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again on Tuesday.